Acts 16:11 through 24. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, and a seller of purple goods, who is a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. And after, she was baptized, and her whole household as well. She urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us.
As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews and are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. When they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into jail, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
It's the word of the Lord. Well, today we continue through Acts 16, and I'm Matt Nolan, joined today with Brandon Bropez Lopez.
Hey.
And again, more passages with hard to pronounce locations.
Oh man, these are weird cities.
But some interesting things are happening here. What stood out to you, Bropez?
Yeah, so coming on the heels of yesterday in our conversation, here they are going into Macedonia, and he's strictly writing that he knew that this was Philippi. It was a leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. So they're going in, they know it's a Roman colony, they know this is a heavily influential place, and this is where God is calling them to. So they're obedient to that. But as they go in, they're knowing that these Romans, that they have a different way of living, that they don't believe the same thing that the Romans do. And so that they end up paying for that. And so the guy who's, you know, brings them over to the magistrates, he's saying that these men are they're disturbing our city, and that they advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice. And so they were just obedient to the call of God, going and knowing that they were completely against culture, but that's where God was calling them to be. And I couldn't help but think of our city here in Atlanta, and that this is where God has called us to be. And right. It's not, you know, we're a little bit countercultural here, maybe not as much as they are there, but it's just the call of God to go into those places is just so strong and important. Right. It's good for us to follow that.
Yeah, and what's interesting, you know, we talked yesterday about the call of God. I mean, clearly there was a vision that said, mm-hmm. go here, right? and before they had some difficulty in different areas, and they looked back on it and said, well, the Holy Spirit was preventing us from going there.
Right, yeah.
But here, you know, clearly they were being told to go here. But what do they encounter? Difficulty.
Yeah.
You know?
They got beaten.
Yeah, and yeah. So, but first of all, you know, one thing that stands out to me too, when they first get here, they just kind of go down by the riverside to pray. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so cool. I love how they meet Lydia, and it says the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. Mm. I love that. The Lord opened her heart.
Yeah. How wonderful and joyful that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then she's baptized, right, in her household. So there's like a conversion. So this is awesome. And then what it says, when they were going down to the place of prayer, they also were met by this slave girl who had a spirit and was crying out all this stuff that annoyed Paul to the point of, you know, he commands the spirit out of her, which interrupts the commerce of the city, right? So it's almost like they just kind of show up in the city and they're just kind of like, let's just be faithful where God has called us, mm-hmm. right? And it makes me think about everybody in our congregation. It's like, you know, we know that God has called us to Atlanta because that's yeah. where we are. And we're going to be going about our day and just being faithful wherever God has put us.
Yeah, they're not on a specific mission here. He's not saying, go and do this specific thing. It's like help the people that are there. And so you just see them, they're just living life here. They're just taking their time walking.
Yeah, yeah. But you see the city kind of says, oh, they're disturbing our city. Yeah, the people say they're disturbing our city. And so you think about just encountering hardship as we try to remain faithful to the Lord and to his word.
Yeah.
Some drama unfolds here.
More to come.
But it's interesting for us to keep tracking along to see how the Holy Spirit is leading these believers.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's a great reflection on your day to consider how is the Holy Spirit leading you. So for Bropez, I'm Matt Nolan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.